Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on station one tonight, and it is Wednesday, June 5th, 2013. So tonight we are back to our profile healing, clearing profile topic. Sorry, I got all fumbled up there. So you probably don't know, but this month, June, is PTSD Awareness Month. So we're going to do a show tonight on all the different clearings that Ron has available for treating trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. So if you know anyone who suffers from this, or you do yourself, and you have any questions, please do send those in, or you can give us a call. We'd like to stick to the topic tonight, so if you have any other questions or things you wanted to call in about, if you could wait for Friday or Saturday show, that would be great. But if you have a question or a clearing request from Ron this evening, you can call us on the numbers listed under the Station 1 play button on the pbsradio.com/creationlightship page. So if you're in the U.S. and Canada, that number is 888-627-6008, and then maybe hop down to line 3 or 4. Let's use area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. So we have quite a few clearings that we're going to talk about tonight in relation to trauma and how to clear it. So, Ron, I guess, let me make sure that you're there and connected okay. Are you with us, Ron?
Yes, I'm here, so.
Okay. And why don't we activate the light being also before we get going? You want to do that first?
Okay, so here we go. Let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And we're bringing in some peace energy. Here we go. So, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, so we'll look at some kind of trauma, I guess, tonight. So we'll see if anybody has anything from stress. Maybe that was activated. Remember, these are kind of like keywords. So you have a stress in your life happening that you're experiencing right now, but where did it begin? What happened? So it would be probably, an after stress from what happened before. That's what we call it, it's called post. And then you have the trauma. Then you have the stress. So if you have a situation you like to deal with, just type it into the fast chat, and we'll see what we can do to help you. So back to you, Jerry.
Okay, so Ron, I think probably the first clearing that people should do that are trying to relieve themselves of an old trauma is probably the whole life trauma clearing. You have that as a whole life clearing, so maybe we can start talking about that one. And so can you explain what that one does?
Yeah, they're all similar, but they're a little bit different. So let me just do a sample here of we'll do the trauma, then we'll do the stress. Does that sound good for you, Carrie?
Yeah.
Do one of each. So I want you just to think of that situation. And next, we're going to release that. So here we go. 1, 2, oh dear, 3, 4, and 5. And I will do the other part. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll just see if that happens to help you out, everybody. So back to you, Harry.
Okay, so I'll just describe the whole life clearings just a moment, Ron, in case there's anyone newer listening. So these clearings, Ron has many of these whole life clearings. The first one that Ron recommends we do when we connect up with Creation Lightship and with Ron is the whole life emotional clearing. And then there are a bunch of others that we can branch off and do if we feel we need to. The whole life mental clearing is also an important one. So this one is the whole life trauma clearing that we're talking about tonight. And when you purchase this and you get the codes and you get on the page and you type your name in, you type your age in, and the clearing starts at your current age at this moment in time and goes back year by year to your conception, your birth and then your conception. So, Ron, would you just describe, and it goes through the chakras, all the whole life clearings go down through your chakras. Would you just describe a little about how that works, how the light ship does that on a whole life clearing, and specifically for trauma for this one?
Yeah, but when we created all the whole lifetime clearings, I had to figure out some way to integrate the clearings so people could actually understand it. So we decided to use a chakra, since that's used by a lot of people. And there's information on that. Excuse me, on the website. So what you can do is when you go into the program and you start running it, you're going to just hear it say, like, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, and I go down to the first chakra. And it takes probably, say, 15 seconds to clear your whole lifetime. And so automatically, whatever is in that trauma body gets cleared. When I do samples on the radio programs, I'm only working with one particular situation that you're dealing with that you bring up. I'm not doing your whole lifetime. So let's just say that you had a trauma clearing or trauma with losing money. Well, I can't clear that whole thing. I can just clear one incident where maybe you lost $10 out of your pocket or something, and you're bringing that up to have cleared. And that's kind of the way these samples work. So that's what you're going to be hearing on the website. And each time we do a clearing with the whole life one, it automatically does that for you. So that's why you go on there and do that. You can also get the unlimited if you happen to have a lot of traumas in your life and you're kind of worried about things, then by all means, you may want to get the unlimited. That's true with all the different clearings. I highly recommend doing the emotional one first, like we always say. And I think most people end up getting the unlimited version, and that's an additional $50 on top of the original one. And you get that whenever you choose to. And then I say run that clearing maybe 3 times a day to get yourself more balanced. And by all means, at least do it at night, to help you take away the situations in your life that you dealt with during the day. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marcy is requesting dysfunctional family upbringing, which obviously is a big, long period of time with lots and lots of things happening. But if somebody is feeling they have, they're still dealing with stress and trauma from their upbringing, maybe we can each think of one incident, Ron, and you can do a sample that way.
Okay. So think of a situation, and remember, there's no rule book for parents, and as you watch other parents as you're older raising their children, you may have a sense of judgment on what they're doing and how they're, you know, raising their child as according to what you were raised or how you were raised. So everybody does understand a little bit about raising children. And I guess the most annoying thing with children that everybody can realize is if you go someplace and a child is not behaving the way adults behave, and that could be a situation that people may not like. So let's just do a clearing for that, too. So first, think of your parents, of what was dysfunctional with them toward you. Maybe you're dysfunctional also. You know, so here we go. You never know. Maybe you were the problem, not them. So I'm going to do this here now. So one, I think of that one particular situation that you had. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Not the greatest here. We'll do that one again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, I guess it's back over to you.
Okay. Thank you. Ron. So if any of you have any comments or little mini testimonials on these samples, do type those into the fast chat or send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I thought about my little one little thing when you were doing that, Ron, and my scalp got really tight and a little bit creepy crawly. So that's interesting. So that leads to a question that I was having as you were doing that. Obviously, there are many different degrees or depths of trauma, some mild and some absolutely horrifying events that people have to live through. Does it matter when you're doing the whole life trauma clearing what your trauma was or how bad it was?
You want to input what it is. It's sort of like having a file cabinet with these folders in it. And that whole file cabinet would be your, say, your trauma body. Now, inside of that is all the different situations that you have run across in your life, which would be connected to you as a trauma. Now, remember, the trauma doesn't exist until you bring up your past to reinfect or reinstate a trauma. And so the trauma could be from genetic codings in your body from a past life that your body has lived through your ancestors, okay? So you may have done something in this lifetime, and that may have activated all your past traumas, and next time you have a similar situation of trauma, it might be like you go, oh, man, this is awful. Well, maybe the original trauma that you had was not that bad, but all of a sudden everything came flooding forward and a lot of your DNA got activated. So that's how the traumas kind of work. So when you go into like the sample clearings, I'm only looking at one particular folder, we'll say, in your file cabinet, and it's just one page of what you're thinking about. And that could be stuff full of things. So you could have a trauma, we'll say, for instance, of maybe somehow you happen to draw to yourself car accidents. And naturally, when you think of a car accident, you go into trauma. And maybe you had a half a dozen of them. And instantly you see people's faces, maybe as you were, you know, colliding into them. You're seeing the damaged vehicles, including your own. And all of a sudden you wonder, gee, how do I get rid of this here, you know? And now I'm kind of afraid to drive my car. And to make it even worse, maybe all these accidents happened at a particular time in the day. Maybe they all happened, say, between 6 and 7 o'clock at night. And so now you're kind of afraid to drive your car between 6 and 7 because you know, as a self-fulfilling prophecy, that that's the time that you're more than likely going to have a car accident. Or maybe it only happened on a Sunday, and you had 6 on a Sunday, and you go, well, Sunday I'm going to just be a homebody. So remember, that's associated with your traumas. There are other types of conditions that you're dealing with. Maybe for some reason you happen to be in a traumatic situation dealing with people. Maybe you are an ambulance driver or something, an EMT, and you see these traumas all the time, and you go home, and all of a sudden you get nightmares thinking about what you saw during the day or similar situations where there's things that aren't too pleasant looking. And, you know, you're running all these traumas. And that's kind of what the clearings do, is clear away the trauma. So it doesn't matter, you know, what it is, what's in that file cabinet. When you do a whole lifetime clearing, the file cabinet is pretty much completely erased with all these situations and peace energies in there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so on all the whole life clearings, Ron, there are the custom boxes. So you're saying we don't really need to use that then? Or I'm just wondering if it's a very severe trauma, really. I'm just wondering if you need to do a few rounds on it, or if what you're saying applies to all trauma and running the whole life one time is going to get rid of it, no matter how deep it goes, so to speak.
I would probably do it maybe more than once. It's up to you. Everybody has their own situations. So you may want to run it more than one time to see how you feel about it. And it may not even be a trauma that you're dealing with. Maybe you're seeing it as a trauma, and it might be, you know, stress. You know, that's why, you know, they talk about two different things, post-traumatic stress, okay? So it could be that, and maybe it could even be something else. Maybe you're dealing with another energy that is there, which you don't know anything about, and you think it's one thing, and it's actually something else. But anyway, well, we're just talking about these basic clearings here. So that's kind of how you need to look at these situations, as what is happening to you, and how is it affecting you, and how can you get yourself out of these situations that you're dealing with that are haunting you. And it's no fun to be haunted, believe me. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then you did mention before, Ron, about you could be triggering something that's actually in your DNA and not in your own life experience in this life. So that would be, there is a seven-generational trauma clearing, so that would mean that you would need to do that one, right?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay, so that for anybody listening who's not familiar with the generational clearings, Ron has seven generation clearings on many different topics, and trauma is one of them. And what those do are start with your parents and go back seven generations. It takes, I think it's about a quarter hour per generation. So it'll go back and clear out of your DNA the traumas that those generations experienced and dumped into their DNA and then passed on to you when each one had had the children that then became your ancestors. So, and I know, Ron, excuse me, you've got generational clearings going all the way back to 49 generations, but you usually tell us that just the seven will do the trick. Do you want to add to that at all?
Yeah, normally what you're dealing with is probably in the last maybe 100 years. So the first part of that would be what you more than likely would need to do. You could go further if you wish. I have had people that just did the first seven generational one, and they go, well, I got some relief here, and they just kept going, and they wanted to do more because they could feel more energy, so getting released from them. So it all depends how big your issue is. You know, if you know, we'll say, let's just give an example. Let's just say that in this lifetime, you happen to be in the military, okay? And so that's where you are in this lifetime, doing what you're doing there. And then, you know, you may wonder, well, gee, what are these seven generational clearings? Well, then what I would say is, well, was your parents in the military? And you go, well, yeah, my dad was. And then they go, well, my grandfather was too. Well, right away, you're going back two generations, and that trauma from that is passed on to you. So what I'm saying is, you don't know how far back you were a warrior or your genetics would be. And you may have, say, enlisted because of that situation of, you know, being a warrior, and you wanted to do that in this lifetime because it's, you know, kind of ingrained in you. So that's kind of the way it works, and you just want to keep going and going until you feel more relief. But typically, your situation that you're dealing with right now in this life may not go past, you know, the first seven generational one. But like I said again, you know, just see where you are and how it's affecting you. And from there, you can figure out if you want to do more of them. But that's what it's there for. Without having a seven-generational clearing, you would probably be pretty stuck. Because you just do this lifetime and say, man, this is still haunting me. What do I do next? And we wouldn't have a clearing up to facilitate going further and deeper. So that's what it's for, just to go deeper with you on a clearing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have a question from Janice. She's asking, are there different files? Now she's referring to, you were talking about the trauma body, to think of it as a big filing cabinet. Are there different files for physical or emotional? I'm assuming that means physical or emotional trauma.
There would be that in there. So when you do the main clearing, that would typically cover all that would be in that one body, but it could overlap. And that's what people find out, unfortunately, is that they don't know what other body's contaminated. So that's the problem that we have, is did something spill over into another body? It's like what I say, some people get in and they'll do like the self-empowerment page where there's 38 clearings, and they go, well, I don't have this issue here. And then all of a sudden, maybe they say, well, I'll just do this for the heck of it, and they do that one issue, and lo and behold, that's the one that they, you know, needed benefit from too. So that's kind of the way, you know, it seems to work. So you just need to realize that, you know, you could have something spilling over into something else, and it could look like one issue, you know, and it could be something else. Maybe it could be even like a fear clearing that you need to deal with. And you're just looking at it as, well, I just have this particular situation here, and I don't think it'd be fear, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, it is fear. So that's kind of the way these clearings work. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Now, the next one that we thought, Ron, we thought that would apply to this topic tonight was the recurring barcode clearing, and that's one that went up, oh gosh, a while back. I'm just trying to pull it up here. I had it and it's vanished, so I can give you the correct name. Here it is, recurring event and problematic situation barcode removal. So this is a type of barcode, and because you can be sort of go through your trauma over and over if it's triggered, Ron is feeling that this may be a barcode situation. So can you talk a little bit about how that would apply, Ron?
The barcodes are put on you in a situation to where you have probably a lot of the seven generational ones in effect, which would mean that maybe the barcode was put on your body genetics 500 years ago, and all of a sudden now you're experiencing that. And you really don't know what's happening. You can't seem to get rid of something. You wonder what it is, but it keeps kind of resurfacing. And that would be what the barcode is for, a reoccurring barcode that comes up and kind of haunts you. And you don't know how to deal with it except, you know, to just keep doing clearings. Well, it could be a barcode, and the barcode is going to be very, very active all the time. And so I would suggest to do that complete clearing so that you're able to get rid of this stuff, because the barcode could be on you, and you're going to know yourself if you have one. You could even send me an email, you know, say, Ron, I have this trauma, and my trauma is that whenever I chew gum, I bite my tongue, and do I have a barcode on that? And then I could say, yeah, I think you may have one or not, you say. But the barcode is there, so you can't get away from it. It's going to haunt you and keep bringing forth these energies to you to cause you more situations. So that's the sad part, that these things can be put on you, and you could have had them for a long time, you know, your body genetics. But, you know, also, like I say, look at your parents. Okay, that's the best way to see where you sit, where you are. And whatever they have experienced in their life, if it's passed on to you and you know about it, then you know that you want to probably get that off of you. That's the whole process, is to become aware of what you're dealing with. Because if your parents had the issue, you know that it should be with you. Now, if it's not with you and they had the issue, guess what? If you have a child, they will almost always have that issue. A lot of times it'll skip one generation. And that way it gets mirrored back to you, and you have to deal with these particular situations, which is kind of sad. But remember, your children will bring forth these energies back to you. What's the old saying, you know, somebody has a child and they, you know, your parents say, you know, you used to really comb your hair funny, and you dressed strange or whatever, or didn't know how to tie your shoes, and you go, they say, well, I hope your child can do that back to you that you did to us. Well, that's kind of how it works. Just know that things happen, and you need to get these clearings so that you can feel better. Stress is there, and it will be recycled over and over again until you somehow are able to release it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm going to just describe this page here quickly for people that have never looked at this one. So it's called the Recurring Event and Problematic Situation Barcode Removal. So once you get onto the page, you put your name in, and then the next place that you write is where you enter the barcode to clear. So there aren't any suggestions on here. There's no drop-down box or anything. So you can put anything you want in here. So it's a nice, versatile clearing that can go in a lot of different directions. So once you've chosen your barcode to clear, then you go down, and there is a drop-down box because we have potentially lots of barcodes on us for any given issue, just like we have multiple death barcodes on us. We could have multiple barcodes for any of these topics. So you pick your first one, you just set it at one, and then the first hour removes the barcode, and then you come back and you keep it on one, and the next hour removes the emotional trauma that that barcode has caused you. And then step three is half an hour of spirit integration. So, Ron, I know you can't clear everybody's barcodes on a show, but maybe if we each think of a situation that we are maybe thinking we have a barcode on, you could just do a sample of the energy of lifting that off, and then we can feel whether or not we need to run this clearing for that.
Okay, so everybody think of something. And if you don't have a barcode, it probably won't work for you because, you know, it won't be connected to an energetic system from a barcode. So you're going to know right away if you have it or not. So think of your situation, and you want to get something that kind of is reoccurring, okay? That's what I would do. Find something that is, you know, happening to you over and over and over again. Oh, here we go. Oh, boy. Think of that situation. One, two, three. Oh, dear. Four. God. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. See if that, get up and walk around. See how your body's feeling. That's the best thing to do. And just see if you happen to be feeling slightly different, feeling better. Maybe you're, and a good indication is if you start walking and your knees kind of pop a little bit, you know, as the tension is being released. Maybe your ankles may snap or pop. And if you have any of that happening, that's a good sign. That means that you had a lot of tension held in your body there. Restrictions, you could call it. And that's what you want to get released. So that means that you probably needed this here. And bend over. So see if you can touch the ground. I had one lady that I was doing an emotional clearing on, which was a long time ago, and she was 91. And she said, I want to get all this stuff off of me because I want to live a peaceful life. You know, and, you know, she was hoping to live to 100. And so I said, well, just get up, kind of move around a little bit, you know, and see if you can, you know, touch the ground, you know, or bend over. And she goes, yeah, I'm doing that. And she goes, yeah, I got my hands fully on the ground, bending over. I thought, wow, that was quite interesting. So, anyway, she felt great. Got all this trauma released. She had pains in her body that instantly went away. And, you know, these clearings are miraculous once you have one. So back to you, Harry. We'll see what else we can pull up.
All right, so I'm just just before we leave this page here, this clearing here, if somebody has an incident that happened in their past that keeps haunting them or keeps they keep getting triggered and feeling the trauma over and over, can we just write that into that bar? I mean, let's say it's a car accident and we got really injured in it. Can we just put car accident February, 1983 or whatever?
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, and also, like you're an EMT person and maybe you have a problem where you see people with broken arms, and maybe broken legs don't bother you too much, but the arms do. And so, that could be a situation, too, that you're dealing with. So that would be something that's reoccurring. Maybe you are, I'll just say a hunter, and you go out and find things to shoot, and naturally you see them kind of maybe flopping around or something before they actually die. And that could be haunting you because you've had a lot of kills under your belt. And you're looking now, and you wake up at night sometimes feeling sorry for maybe what you have done in the past for these poor animals, for whatever reason. I'm just kind of throwing that out there, but it is a situation that could actually haunt people. So that's the whole thing is, what are you dealing with? What's your major fear, in a sense, with this, and how is it affecting you? So that's kind of, I guess, where we are with these things. And unfortunately, there's nothing that most of the website has all these clearings to help you. Just have to kind of realize which one is there and which one's going to benefit you the most. So back to you, Harry.
Okay. So the next one we thought we'd talk about, Ron, is the Mind Looping 1 clearing. And that is a whole life clearing. So if you've had maybe around the time of your trauma, you can't stop thinking about it and you're rerunning it over and over and over again in your mind, or when you get triggered in the years after, you are rerunning the scenario over and over, that would be something that you can clear on the Mind Looping 1 clearing. There's a Mind Looping 2 also, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So can you describe that, Ron, how the Mind Looping 1 clearing would work?
So the Mind Loop 1 is where you have that thought coming over and over and over again. It's like something that you can't get rid of. And it can also be something where maybe you had a phrase, like in a song or something, or somebody kept telling you what they thought of you. And that keeps going on and on in your head, recycling. So some people have these reoccurring thoughts, and it's like a robotic program. I gave that example when I was back in New York at the hardware store and went down the aisle, got my particular piece that I needed, asking the gentleman where it was, and then I get it, start to walk away, and he goes something like, "Thank you, have a nice day, drive safe." And I go, "Oh, okay." And then I wanted to get another one of the same thing, and went back, and exact same words came out of his mouth, same everything, just like he was like a mannequin there, and it was controlled, by a motion sensor or something, exact same thing. So that's the Mind Loop program. And you can also have, the mind looping for, your fears and traumas, anxieties, everything else, where you start to enter into doing something, and all of a sudden, that fear comes up. It's sort of like having money with you. I mentioned this before to help you out with money is to have some on your body, put it on your body somewhere, maybe a lot of it, maybe a few $100 bills or something, whatever you can dig up, or 20s or whatever. But you have basically three things with money. So you may be afraid of money. So one is, are you afraid of spending it? Number one. Number two, are you afraid to have it stolen? And the next one is, are you afraid of losing it? Those are the main three things. So maybe somebody hands you a $100 bill and you break out in a cold sweat, afraid that you're going to be losing this here. And that would be a mind loop thing, because each time that happens to you, that program comes in as a mind loop program and affects your body. So that's what the mind loop is for, is reoccurring thoughts of something happening. And that would be something that maybe you have seen in the past, and you go, uh-oh, it's here again, and you get paralyzed or traumatized or whatever. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So this one, again, is a whole life clearing, but it does have the incident box. So should we use that, Ron? If we have a specific trauma we want to clear, we can type that into the incident box and have the mind looping on that one topic cleared?
I believe so, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the next one... Let's see here. Where are we up to? Okay, so whenever we have intense emotion or even a mild emotion or judgment or anything, you have told us that we are cloned out and put on other timelines, Ron. So I'm assuming that timeline crashing, our trauma, because we're probably living it out on many, many other timelines, would be very beneficial.
Yes.
Okay.
That is definitely correct.
Okay. So is this something that we would need to do? How many timelines do you think? Do you think if we have a mild trauma, not so many? If we have a deep trauma, maybe hundreds of them? Or what do you think? Any idea?
I would say probably, I would start off with at least 50.
Okay.
And see how that experience, feels. And, you're going to know where you are, then you may want to even do more. If you start feeling your body relating more to life in a much better way, then definitely you're going to want to probably do more of these, But by all means, 100 of them really isn't that many to do when you have a situation that's haunting you. So you may just look at it and say, well, I want to get rid of the situation, I'm going to dedicate maybe doing 500 of these clearings here to do that.
Right. I am trying to pull up the last one that we're going to talk about. It looks like it. Okay, so the set time sequence clearing, Ron, you had said would be a good one to do for this. So how does that one work? What does that do? What does that mean?
We don't talk about that clearing that often. That clearing puts you into the present moment for your whole lifetime with a given situation. And so that's the way it's intended to be used. It'll also do a once-over, I believe, if you go into that and just do it. It'll bring you into the present moment for different situations that you have dealt with. It's a very good clearing. We don't talk about it that much, but I'll do a sample here so you get an idea of what it's like. So here we go. I need you all to just think of a situation at a younger age. You're that old, but at a younger age, we'll say. And remember, there's always things that you deal with. And here we go. We're going to release that energy and put you into the present moment for that situation. One, two, three, oh dear, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Now, how does that differ, Ron? Because the other one that we were going to talk about was the Be Here Now clearing, which is free on your website on the homepage there at creationlightship.com. In the drop-down box that is called Sample Healings, the Be Here Now clearing. So how does that differ from this set sequence?
Yeah, the set sequence clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. So it goes back, your current age back to conception. But the other one is just strictly in the moment. So if you're dealing with a situation, you feel stressed out, You can go to the Be Here Now clearing, and automatically it will more than likely de-stress you instantly by putting you in the present moment. But it doesn't cover anything that's happened, you know, outside of the present moment. So that's what you need to realize, that it's a clearing that goes back throughout your whole lifetime.
Okay. All right. Now, when people have trauma, we often blank it out, and we can have the result of it seeming like we've got missing time or loss of memory around an incident. So, what can we do if we're experiencing that? We have this question from someone, so what would the set time sequencing one do? Would that fill in those gaps for us?
I would say that would be a good way to look at it. Yeah, it very possibly could. Boy,
okay.
So if you are abducted and you're not here, I don't know if it's going to bring you back, but it would fill that the energy here with peace energy. Very interesting. I don't know how to answer that completely.
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. How about, I'm trying to pull something up myself, but to think of somewhere where I have a gap. I'm not getting anything right now, but if people out there can think, I mean, this is sort of a little oxymoronic, but think of a time when you have missing time or you have a loss of memory. It's kind of like thinking of something that isn't there, but you can probably find the two parameters within which the loss is occurring. So if we focus on that, Ron, can you, I don't know if you'd be clearing abduction energy or what you would be clearing, but maybe close up that missing time or bring back what our body was doing?
I think it probably could. I never really have investigated it, but I think that it could very possibly help to get you back here.
How about, could you do a sample of the set time sequencing clearing on an area of missing time that we each focus on?
Yeah, let's do one when you're asleep, and normally your spirit leaves your body.
Okay.
So that would mean that you're not here. And so you need to be in the present moment, which is what this is about, to have your spirit in the present moment. So let's take a time, let's just say 3 o'clock in the morning for everybody. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And just see how you feel now. If you feel maybe a little heavier. Remember, when you're here, you feel heavy. When you're not here, you don't. So if your body's feeling heavier now, I would just say from last night at 3 a.m., then that means that this clearing could help you out with that. I don't know if it's going to bring back the awareness of where you were to be brought forward into this particular experience here, but it will bring you back. And that's interesting. In fact, what I'm offering, we need to close pretty quick here, but if you are doing a timeline crash, and you have had that, what I'm offering now for everybody free of charge, but you have to go to clsquestions@yahoo.com to get the codes for that. So just type in space-time crash. I'll offer that free for everybody. So now you can do the timeline crash and then also do the space-time crash along with that. That will be a free clearing for you. Typically, like I mentioned in the past, doing it probably once a week would probably be sufficient, I would think. But it will not work unless you do a timeline crash. So just by doing a free clearing as a space crash is not going to help you unless you do a timeline crash, because that's going to be used for it. So you need to do that clearing first, a timeline clearing first, and then you do the space timeline crash after that. So I'm offering that free to the listeners. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I know we need to get off in about a minute. Ron has another show coming up at the top of the hour, and if you're interested in listening to that, go to creationlightship.com. On the homepage, over on the right-hand side, scroll down just a little ways, and you'll see the radio icon buttons, and you can click on that and go on to the next show. So the next show here on BBS will be on Friday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 Eastern, on Station 2. Paranormal Friday or Sci-Fi Friday. And let's see, what else, Ron?
So our intensives will be being emailed to people shortly here, probably a day or two, I think. So I'll look forward to that on an email. We'll be starting on the 15th of this month, June the 15th. It'll be the four-hour call. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And thank you, and we have our weekly calls, too, coming on just an accordion call tonight. I mean, yesterday, today, we did the special call for water activations. And tomorrow, which is Thursday, is getting rid of your cloned replicas. Great. So we'll see you probably on the next program coming up here. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And just send an email to CLS Questions and just put space-time crash in that. And if you're doing the timeline crashes and you need to do the space one, maybe once a week. So thank you. Blessings, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody.